I was amazed at how much actually is involved. I don't want to put people off because it's really, really interesting. I mean, our big project at the moment, of course, is the Malasala bypass with Dandara, which is, I think, coming to the end of the planning stage and should be well on its way very soon. And then, of course, there's the completion of Clackvane. That's been going on for a while, and it's great that, that's very close to the end now. We've got the Ronaldsway Gateway, which is a government project. But you're not only going to Malu commissioners' meetings once, twice a month. We also have representatives on the board of the Southern Swimming Pool, of the Southern Amenity Site, the Municipal Association, and close to my heart, Castle Town and Malu Elderly Persons Housing.
Who makes an ideal candidate then for a commissioner? Is it somebody with their feet under the table in terms of the community already, or just hard workers who are interested in the role?
Hard work, interest, and understanding of what's happening in the community as well. Yeah, I mean, describe your ideal commissioner. I don't know. I mean, we've had excellent commissioners in the past, and, you know, obviously we're sorry that they've left us, but we are where we are. And we want people who are interested, people who really want to put Malu in its rightful place on the map, people who want to talk to Manx Radio regularly, who want to really push things forward.
And considering it's only a year until the local authority general elections, is there an impetus on just getting some people to fill the roles until next year, or do you want people who, when it comes to the general election next year as well, will be wanting to stand again and really grasp the role?
Oh, we want continuity, absolutely. Yes, we want people who are in there, if you like, for the long haul, because these projects, as you well know, take a long time to get through. I know I was very impatient when I first got involved because I was thinking, well, we decided that last week. Why isn't it happening now? But there are all sorts of things that you have to go through. So no, we want people who are going to commit their interest, if you like. Time-wise, it's basically as much or as little as you want.
Are you confident that the three positions will be filled, albeit with or without an election?
Oh, don't put doubt in my mind. Yes, I sincerely hope so. The closing date for candidates who put their names forward is the 20th of this month. So it's quite a short time frame, but it's very, very much set in stone. And then after that, if there is an election, if we get more than three candidates, then that will be on the 12th of September. So we hope to be up and running and flying by the beginning of October.
For the purposes of a good, strong democracy in the constituency, do you want to see an election and a choice for ratepayers, if that is possible?
Yes, if that's possible. But if not, anybody who wants to, you know, put their name forward, please just do it. But an election, obviously, is, it's more democratic, as you say.